Association, a Core series prequel, written by Jeremiah Friedley, narrated by Ariana Fox. None of these things move me. Acts 2024. Chapter 1. I shuffle around the crowd gathered in front of Bjorn's restaurant. Maybe it wasn't a good idea to come here and meet with friends on a day like today. I hadn't thought Inger's birthday would be so hard, but it's really messing with me right now. I love her dearly and miss her dearly, but right now I would do anything to forget her. A lanky boy with black hair approaches from the opposite side of the crowd. Seth Alvarez. He's new to our apartment complex and this part of the city. Both 15, we share several classes at school. So far, he seems nice enough, and this afternoon, any distraction is welcome. Hi, Kristen. He smiles, something rarely seen outside. Father says that decades ago, our island was warm all year and tropical-like, whatever that means. Now, we live in what's been called the CE Ice Age. I've heard rumors that there are places inside Earth's habitable region that even have hot weather. What I do know is that the semi-habitable region gets only a few weeks with temperatures above freezing. 4 weeks in the summer when it's warm enough not to wear a scarf.
Ready for a round of Viking attack? Seth asks.
Yes. I don't say it as enthusiastically as I should, even though it's my favorite card game. He holds the door for me.
What? Did I say something wrong?
Uh-oh. He's picking up on my mood. I shake my head. I must have been deep in thought. He glances back as he steps inside.
Quite the gathering. At first I was concerned they were all waiting to get inside, that we wouldn't get a table.
It's just Yamada.
Right.
Now I wish I hadn't mentioned the name. Thinking of the social activist Yamada only reminds me of Inger. Both of them took up causes that will only lead to problems and unnecessary conflict. And in Inger's case, it led to a tragic end. The door closes behind Seth, shutting out the murmur of the crowd and replacing it with clinking dishes and bubbling cooking oil. I close my eyes and inhale the familiar scent of fried fish. This place is like home, thanks to my dear uncle who runs it.
I don't see note...
Seth stops. I open my eyes. Huh? He looks like he's about to laugh.
I was going to say I don't see Nota here yet, but now I'm thinking about how much one of us likes this place.
What makes you say that?
Because you were just standing there, with your eyes closed and a big smile on your face.
Seth grins shyly. My face warms. I guess I just have good memories here. I walk towards our usual table. The fish smell grows stronger and reaches down to my stomach, begging me to eat some. I hope Uncle Bjorn has some extra snacks for us like normal. For some reason, I'm hungry now that I'm here. Skipping breakfast and lunch is finally catching up with me. I spot Nota back in the kitchen and wave at him as Seth and I slide into chairs at the small round table where we always sit. Nota and his family have been apartment neighbors as long as I can remember. We've both worked for Uncle Bjorn over the years. I wouldn't be surprised if Seth ends up doing the same, but I guess he hasn't warmed up to the idea since he's still the new kid in this sector of the city. Or maybe he doesn't realize how easily he could get a job here. Uncle says it's hard to find employees with good character, especially when it comes to stealing food from the kitchen. Uncle wouldn't give a second thought to hiring a friend of Nota's and mine. I make a note to ask Seth why his family moved to our part of the city, or more likely, was forced to move. Father and mother say it's hard to get a relocation permit. Like, one has to provide a really compelling reason to the authorities. Which makes sense when the government provides all the housing and tells all the adults where to work. Efficiency for survival, the motto drilled into us from birth. But somehow, I feel there's more to life than being efficient and surviving. Have I been listening to Inger and Yamada too much? I flip my braids behind my shoulders and run my hand across the table, forcing my thoughts back to the present. The wooden surface is rough, worn from years of patrons eating here, playing cards on its surface, and employees wiping it down before the next round of customers. Nota should be out in a minute, I say.
Cool.
Seth takes the deck of cards from the center of the table.
So, I guess sitting at this exact spot has been a thing pretty much forever? Your uncle always has a game lying here, and somehow no one else is using it whenever we come.
I smile, ready to brag about my uncle to anyone who will listen. He never said anything official, but I know he likes us hanging out here.
Even if it's busy, it's still available for us.
He shuffles the cards.
Like, saving a table. That might hurt the business. And he never charges us for the snacks he brings us, does he?
Nope. I allow my smile to broaden as wide as it feels like.
He's so generous. No wonder you and Nota have enjoyed hanging out here for so long. Thanks for letting me join.